Chapter 4. In the Cellar. Sapt, Fritz and I felt triumphant after the banquet. We had deceived everyone for the time being.
Prince Michael looked angrier than ever when he saw you with Princess Flavia, Fritz said.
She's really beautiful, isn't she? I said.
Yes, but don't get too attracted to her. Remember, she's not for you, Sapt said. Are you ready to go back to the lodge? We must get the real king. If he's awake by now, he'll be furious that he missed his coronation.
Yes, let's go, I answered.
But how could I leave the city without anybody recognizing me? We waited until it was late and very dark outside. Most people would be asleep and not notice the king leaving the palace. Sapt gave me a long cloak with a hood to cover me. It was an excellent disguise. We walked down a narrow passage in the palace and came out in the gardens. Cathedral bells were still ringing for my coronation. A servant was waiting for us with two horses and some weapons. There were no trains at night, so we had a long horse ride ahead of us.
You'll need these, Sapt said.
He handed me a sword and a revolver. Sapt and I mounted the horses and rode out of Strelsau into the night. It was quiet outside the city. My horse moved fast, and I felt as light as a feather. It was a cool night, and the moon appeared in the sky. But as we rode, we suddenly heard horses' hooves behind us.
"Who is riding out so late at night?" I whispered. "Are they following us?"
"There are three riders," Sapt said, "and they're not far behind us. They mustn't see you."
We galloped on towards the forest of Zenda. It was very dark in the forest and easy to hide among so many trees. We waited, not moving, praying the riders would not come our way, but they continued riding in our direction.
"They might be the Duke's men," I said.
"Shh," Sapt said. "Let's hope they'll pass us without seeing us."
The sound of the hooves got closer and closer. I could hear my heart beating in my chest. I was afraid.
"Here they come," Sapt whispered.
As the riders approached us, we could hear them talking. It was Prince Michael and two other men.
"It is the Duke," I said.
"I thought so," said Sapt, "and his two loyal bodyguards. He never goes anywhere without them."
From our hiding place, Sapt pointed his gun at the Duke, but he did not shoot. We listened to them.
"So, what did you do with his body?" the Duke was asking.
"We left it at the lodge," one man replied. "We didn't have time to hide it. We had to get to Strelsau in time for the coronation."
"You fool," shouted the Duke. "What if somebody found him?"
"Well, that's why we're going back there, sir," said the other man.
I looked at Sapt in horror. Whose body was left at the lodge? Had they killed the king?
"My horse is moving strangely," the Duke said suddenly. "What's the matter with him?"
"Wait, sire, I'll check his hooves," one of the guards said.
He got down and checked the Duke's horse.
"Poor creature," he said. "There's a stone stuck in his hoof. His foot is hurt, and it's bleeding."
"Then take it out, you fool," shouted the Duke. "We must be on our way while it's dark."
"I fear the horse must rest a while," the second guard said.
The Duke got off his horse reluctantly. He sat down to rest on a broken tree trunk and drank some water.
"Be quick," he said.
I moved closer to Sapt.
"We must get to the lodge before they do," I whispered. "I think the king's body is there."
"I know," said Sapt, "but we can't ride the horses. They'll hear us."
We led the horses quietly through the forest until we came to the lodge. We did not speak. We were both very worried about the king. We tied our horses out of sight and approached the lodge. The door was wide open.
The dining room was just as we had left it after our meal, with unwashed plates and glasses everywhere. I took a candlestick from the table and lit it. The hot wax dripped on my fingers. We rushed towards the coal cellar, where we had left the king. The door was locked, and there was a large red mark on the floor.
"Where's Joseph?" Sapt asked. "Why didn't he protect the king?"
I used my sword to break the lock on the door, and we rushed into the cellar. The body of a man was lying with his back to us. Sapt turned the body over, and we both got a shock. It was Joseph, the king's faithful servant. His throat had been cut, and he was dead. Sapt looked at the body in horror.
"They killed Joseph and took the king with them," he whispered. "Where did they take him?"
We stood there in silence, trying to think clearly. Sapt said,
"He must be a prisoner in the Duke's castle in Zender."
"Maybe they murdered him too," I said quietly.
"Not here," Sapt said, "or his body would be here too. Prince Michael wanted to stop the king attending the coronation, and we ruined his plan."
"Yes," I said. "But now what can we do?"
"You can go back to Strelsau," Sapt said, "and be the king."
"You're mad," I said. "I can't do that."
"If you don't, we'll be killed," Sapt said. "Prince Michael can't denounce you, because then he'd have to admit the truth, that he kidnapped the real king and murdered his servant."
"But I can't be the king forever," I said.
"Well, you must for now," said Sapt.
"What if they kill the real king?" I said.
"Then you'll govern instead of him in Ruritania," Sapt said. "We have no other option. You'll be a better king than Prince Michael."
It was a dangerous plan, but I understood him. We really had no choice.
"Let's get our horses and go back to Strelsau," Sapt said. "But not through the forest. We don't want to meet Prince Michael and his guards."
"No," I said. "First, we must bury Joseph."
"Poor Joseph," Sapt said. "He was an honest man and a good servant."
I went to the cellar and carried Joseph's body to the front of the house. The moon was gradually disappearing. Suddenly, we saw two men coming on horseback. They were riding towards us.
"Are these more guards from the prince's castle?" Sapt asked.
"I think so, and we must fight them," I said, "in Joseph's honour." We hid Joseph's body and mounted our horses at the side of the lodge. As they approached, one said,
"Now then, bring out the body."
Sapt and I galloped around the house and surprised them. We swung at them with our swords. I hit a man on a brown horse, and he fell to the ground. Then I swung at a big man's chest, and he reached for his gun. As I stabbed him, a bullet hit my ear, and it started to bleed. The big man looked at me and said in shock,
"It's the king!"
There was no time to bury Joseph now. The Duke of Strelsau and his two bodyguards would arrive any minute. We made a bandage for my bleeding ear, and then we rode the long journey back to Strelsau.